LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com.
All right, here we go, everyone. Finally, let's build that energy. River James, hit the music.
Welcome to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, exploring the magical world around us, only on the LMC Radio Network. There are so many fantastic, exciting, and curious things that make up this world we share. Come join us as we explore the spiritual, magical, and wondrous phenomena that enrich our souls and bring color to our days. I'm your announcer, Reverend James of FolkConjure.com, located in Western North Carolina. This week, we welcome our special guests, Mama Cole of Drizzy Tavern Crystals and Metaphysical in Tennessee, and Brother Christopher of RuneWorker.com in California, joining Reverend Art and myself for our listeners appreciation show. Finally, Reading Palooza 3. In just a moment, we'll be joined by our host, Reverend Art of FolkConjure.com in North Carolina, and our guests, Mama Cole and Brother Christopher. Make sure you're logged into Blog Talk Radio and join in the discussion via the chat. Now, let's catch up with our host. Reverend Art, take it away.
Thank you, Reverend James. And yes, finally, we are here for Reading Palooza 3. And y'all know, if it's Monday, not only is Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places on the air, but it is also Magic Mondays on Hoodoo Psychics. Take a moment. Drop on over to the Hoodoo Psychics Facebook page, find the Magic Mondays post, drop a comment on there to have your chance to win a free 15-minute reading with the Hoodoo Psychic of your choice. So many fantastic readers out there already and willing to assist you in your questions and sharing some enlightenment. So don't miss out on that chance. Comes around every week, same bat time, same bat channel. All right, so announcements aside, I am so excited. We finally have airtime, we have a chat, we have everything that
we have pictures instead of the Hulk.
Yeah, no one's hulking out in the chat tonight. All together. All signs are pointing to, yay, we're on air. Before we get too far, bouncing it back over to you, Reverend James. How are things going with you?
Well, things are going well. if you listen to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, and if you don't, you should. You know that I have been working on updating our Vigil candle labels, and we have quite a few, and we had a lot to be desired in the form of, you know, very striking and beautiful labels. So I spent a lot of time revamping those. Those will be going up very soon. And they are in the style and from the swirly. It's very elaborate. It's very French. It's exciting. I'm really excited to get that out on the website and see all of those labels on the product pages. And I hope that you guys will be able to see it soon too.
That was for those that don't know, that was a prompt from Reverend James. Like, he was poking me with a stick, like, get these up there, get these online, get these online. But no, these new labels, oh my gosh, I cannot wait. Planning on getting those up and running this week. So if you're following our Facebook pages at Folk Conjure, FolkConjure, or Folk Faith Ministries, you will be able to see the, Doc Murphy called out swirly. I made air quotes when you said swirly. You know, you'll be able to see those hopefully by the end of this week. You know, a lot of great things going on. As many of you know, we were finally able to get all of our figural candles tossed up onto our website, not just our Etsy page, which I always screw this URL up.
Folkconjure.etsy.com.
And that's how I don't screw it up, is I just pause long enough for Reverend James to go, I'm going to jump in. Actually, we are already working on Wave 2, and I haven't even had a chance to do the live video that I'm planning on doing, hopefully this week, to introduce everybody to Wave 1. That'll be out on our Facebook page. I'm going to go live. I will announce it ahead of time so y'all can plan, and we can get together and have a good time, tell some jokes, and get to know some very cool, very unique candles, as well as all the traditional ones that you know and love. So without further ado, see, I'm French style labels. I'll use some French. So thrilled to have our guests joining us tonight. My first introduction is she's a wonderful soul, and I highly recommend you take a moment to really get to know her. I've had the chance to, you know, I've known her now for several years, and she is my crystal guru. She is my crystal go-to. And oh my gosh, the citrine cluster that I just picked up. I cannot wait to see this in my hot little hands. So glad that she was able to finally join us here on Mystics and Mages. Mama Cole of Druzy Tavern, Druzy Tavern. Look her up on Facebook. She does go live regularly throughout the week. She does reading shows, she does rock shows, and who knows, you might actually see me there too. How are things going with you, Mama Cole? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I'm doing just peachy tonight. Thank you for asking. You know, I left the day job early to be here, so that's always a plus. And looking forward to some good readings.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, the reading shows that she has done on Facebook Live, I always make sure to pop in there to get my one card reading or what have you. Whatever's going on, I'm there.
I have to say, Cole, whenever you said that, it totally took me back to Hocus Pocus when Winifred said, "Thank you, Max, for that marvelous introduction."
Little pop culture. You never know what all you're going to get when you join Mystics and Mages. And, you know, tonight is a celebration show, above all. You know, we're here celebrating our listeners. Y'all are the reason we're here. Y'all are the reason we do this show every week. You know, well, when the Blog Talk Radio Gremlins allow us to. So thank you to all of our listeners. And our next guest joining us tonight from California, he's been on the show a few times. Outstanding reader, wonderful lecturer. He is the owner of runeworker.com. Definitely want to find him on Facebook and like his page as well. How's it going, Brother Christopher?
Hi, Reverend Art. It's being a day. I'll be honest. You go to run errands and you're just like, oh, wow, really? Every red light today? Every single one? Okay. All right. We'll just, okay. It's fine. Breathe. Relax. Just go with the flow. Apparently, it's just not friendly traffic day. So, yeah. Otherwise, things are fine.
You know, it's always best laid plans.
Yep. The best laid plans of mice and men. And today I'm the mouse. I'm not sure.
You know, I've said this for years, that whenever I'm really trying to attempt to get something done, Murphy's Law will come into play somehow, some way, and just work me up every time. So what do you got new going on, Brother Christopher? It's been a minute since you've joined us on air. What's new? What's hot?
Oh gosh, what's hot? I'm still collecting my thoughts. let's see here. I started playing with oil lamps, like paraffin oil lamps. It's very interesting. And I decided I'd start with a money lamp because, well, you know, who doesn't love money? So that's fun. And I managed to catch the part where you guys were talking about labels for your stuff and you're trying to get that going. And I was like, oh, damn, I'm working on the same thing. And I'm trying to, like, design labels and make stuff. And I actually got a few printed that I want to use in, like, local psychic fairs for the Southern California area. So we'll try those out and see how that goes. And then just, like, learning the ins and outs of putting an online shop up is so much fun, and especially when you're not programming savvy, and that seems to be the crossing point. Like, you can build a blog, you can build a simple website, but when you actually want to start to sell stuff, then they're like, okay, now you need to know how to code, and I'm like, really, do I have to? Okay. Let's work this out.
I totally get that. If it weren't for Reverend James's expert tutelage, I would not be able to manage the things that I do on the website. Totally get that. And maybe we can chat after the show a little bit about that and see what we can assist with. All right. Well, we got your back. All right, everyone. You know, I think this is a great place to take a brief pause, get into some announcements, and then we will be back with Reading Palooza 3.
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman, Sundays, 3 to 4:30, Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James, Mondays, 4 to 5:30, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Miss Phoenix LeFay, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield, in syndication, Wednesdays, and The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Deborah Voith, Thursdays, 4 to 5. All time specific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com.
Some quick announcements about those upcoming shows on the LMC Radio Network. Tuesday, February 5th, on the Crystal Silence League and Syndication will be the topic of The Astral Power, Part 7. And Tuesday, February 5th, on The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron in Syndication with Miss Elvira and Phoenix LeFay will be the topic of The Goddess Hathor. And Wednesday, February 6th, on the Now You Know Show in Syndication with Professor Porterfield will be the topic of Curses from Henry Gamache and Graveyard Dirt. And Thursday, February 7th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Miss Elvira and Deb Voith will be the topic of Ares, God of Courage and War. And next Sunday, February 10th at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour will be Stuart Palm bringing a fantastic and exciting topic. Support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by Hoodoo Psychics, the first psychic line run entirely by Hoodoo practitioners. Receive a reading with a trusted rootworker instantly. Call 1-888-4-HOODOO or visit hoodoopsychics.com. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of the Association of Independent Spiritual Churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Back to you, Reverend Art.
Thank you, Reverend James. All right. So we are off and running here. Ready. Okay, just had to grab my cards here. So tonight...
Hang on just a second, Reverend Art. You're right. It is March, not February. I apologize.
See, you never know what's going to happen on this show. Where, you know, some nights it's half spiritual show, half gong show. Anyway. So tonight I'm going to be going back to my tried and true favorite deck, the Thelema deck. It's just an absolutely gorgeous deck. If you haven't seen it, I'll try to post some pictures online. Absolutely gorgeous. What do you think you're going to use tonight, Reverend James?
Well, I have sitting next to me the that special edition, I forget what it's called specifically. I think it's the commemorative edition or something of the Pamela Coleman Smith Rider-Waite deck. And I have my newest Southern Appalachian Lenormand. But I also have my conjure bag next to me, which has Oum, and it has the 21 Tara Oracle, and moon blocks, and who knows what I'm just going to bring out. So we'll just see.
This is true. The conjure bag is like a black hole. He just reaches in and random stuff just comes out left and right. How about you,
extension charm?
How about you, Mama Cole? What will you be using tonight?
Well, my good old intuition and the Gypsy Witch deck, along with my handy-dandy right-hand man pendulum.
Love it. And Brother Christopher?
I will be using my lithomantic stone.
Excellent.
From which you can find reference on from the Dr. John St. Germain's book of lithomancy. And that's all I'm prepared to use at the moment.
That is more than enough. And so we're going to get a very well-rounded sort of evening tonight. All right. So first off, we did have a few write-in questions. So I'm going to start it right off the top with Ms. Moody writing in. She dropped a message to our Facebook page. And she writes, I am taking part in a street fair and wanted a reading about how it would go. It's in June. And I think to start off the night, Reverend James, what say you?
I say that I don't have my cards quite shuffled just yet. So if everyone wants to take a moment, you may hear some shuffling in the background. And a few little movements here. And another rifle, because it feels right. Okay. So what I've just pulled one single card for right now, because, you know, we've got a lot to go through and a lot of other readings to get through. So what I have here is the Queen of Pentacles reversed. So I'm not seeing that you're really going to do really well, unfortunately. You may be able to make plenty of good contacts. You may be able to network really well. You may be able to get people, get into the eyes of people, because you will stand out, but you may not do quite so well with the influx of money, if that makes sense.
Thank you, Reverend James. So I did grab out three cards here real quick. And first card, little bit of a cautionary tale. I pulled the Eight of Swords in reverse. And what this is kind of showing to me, Ms. Moody, is you're a little on the fence. You have a little bit of self-doubt about your ability to really get out there and really start to kind of hawk your wares, to put out your shingle. You know, there's something there that's limiting you. And being aware of that going in, you definitely have the opportunity to be able to turn this around and really make this a very lively and engaging experience, not just for you, but for everybody that you come in touch with. You know, Reverend James spoke a little bit about networking and things. You know, attending events isn't necessarily all about money. You know, growth comes in many different forms. So while it might not necessarily be an initial financial windfall, which, you know, obviously that's something that we all hope for, this is something that it does have value for you. And it's going to have long-term value. You know, second card I pulled, Nine of Wands. This one also in reverse. This it's kind of carrying along and adding to that that notion that, you know, there's something, a little bit of a struggle that is kind of preventing you from actively working towards your goal. And, you know, that over the course of time, as you've been building up towards this event, as well as planning other things, you know, that it seems like there may have been a few setbacks that, you know, kind of have you a little off your game, but not insurmountable. Pentacles in reverse was my last card. And with this, you know, it's calling out a little bit that, you know, thoughts might be a little scattered. It's yet again another kind of cautionary as you are preparing for this. And you do have, you know, a few months before the time comes to be able to really put everything together. And the Seven of Pentacles it's kind of showing that, you know, thoughts are scattered maybe a little right now. It's like, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this? Should I do that? Maybe I should tweak this. Maybe I should tweak that. Bring it together in a coherence, and you will find that this event for you will hold some unexpected but very fortuitous occasions. That being said, I think we shall jump over to, how about you, Brother Christopher? What say you?
So I threw my stone, and the indicator stone, which indicates the client that we're reading for, it landed the closest in other indicator next to it, or the closest stone to it, is the stone of Mercury. So I'm seeing this repeat of what Reverend James already said, is that this will definitely be more of an opportunity to meet people and you make connections. One could say network, but I also see the possibility of friends. And that is the first and foremost thing that will really come out of it. As Mercury also indicates commerce, there will be opportunities to trade and share things. You might meet other vendors who are selling stuff that you're interested in, as well as people will come to you and be interested and tell you about perhaps further opportunities that you are not aware of. And from this, the next closest stone is the stone of love. And to me, this is saying not so much romantic love, but more of, from this street fair, you're going to make good friendships and good people to know in your life to connect over what you're doing and what they're doing and have a lot of commonalities with. And then at the furthest boundary of the stones, both the stone of Jupiter and the stone of the sun kind of fell at the far edge. And that's telling me that after some time, you will see greater success and fortune come from this. You're not going to see it immediately, but perhaps in a year or two, maybe 3 years, that this fair will have opened up opportunities for you and really been a productive place for you to start. And it may be a good place for you to come back to, assuming it continues in future years or future events throughout the year, as these things are wont to go.
Very cool. Very cool. Mama Cole, what do you have to add to this fund?
The Nine of Spades, the Five of Spades, and the Queen of Spades, or not spades, diamonds. So I really feel like you're in your head about this first and foremost. But these are indicated by the heart, the anchor, and the children. With the children fell a man. And so if you've never done this before, it feels like you're really going to enjoy yourself, and it's really going to kind of cement that this is what you want to do this again in the future, you know? And I kind of feel like it's been a long road, like you've been eyeing doing something like this for a while. Because I had the home pop out with the railroad and the eye. And the home is kind of a karmic card, so it, you know, speaks to where you live at your root as well, and that's what I'm picking up on here. But I would be looking out for this gentleman because I feel like he's going to be a good connection for you. Let's see, one second. I want to say blondish to like a light brunette hair is what we're looking at for him. But I think you're going to get along with him pretty quick, and either he'll be a boon to your business or a boon to your personal life.
Excellent, excellent. So there you go, Ms. Moody. We hope you have enjoyed. And, you know, typically I do jump into the green room and get to know our callers before bringing them on air. However, our next guest for tonight, we're just going to bring her live right off the bat. Fresh off of her appearance on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour yesterday, we are going to welcome Doc Murphy to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places for tonight. Are you there, Doc Murphy?
I am here. Hi, everyone. Oh, the chat is hopping with readings tonight. This will be fun. How is everybody?
Oh, rocking and rolling over here.
Doing well.
Phyllis Margaret Gabor. She needs no introduction.
Oh, that's kind. Thank you.
Feeling the love,
Hi,
Doc
everyone.
Murphy. Feeling the love.
And I'm drinking it in. I'm drinking it in.
As you should. All right. So what? See, now we're all flying blind because usually I at least get the question ahead of time. So.
Oh, okay.
Level
well,
playing field. Well, bring your question.
All righty. Well, it has not to do with the ongoing matter that I've been chatting with you about. I've texted you about that. We'll talk about that later. This is something new. All right.
Okay.
And it's in the realm of, as if I don't have any more else to do in my life. I am looking at, and we have started the groundwork, me, my best friend, and another friend of ours, of another side hustle. And it's going to be in the realm of, you're going to laugh, AI. And tech, and cultural competency. I don't want to say too much because we really have a thing we're designing here. We just started the basic grand ideas and getting things going. My best is a software architect and a genius. I'm an anthropologist, and the other person, partner involved, is a psychologist and mental health professional. So we got a thing we're going to start, and would like some insight from all the readers as to how this is going to go, how this is going to build. Is this going to be a long haul? Is this going to launch right away? Is this something that ultimately is going to be useful and remunerative right away? So there you go.
All right. That – I kind of got just – you know, just from an intuition side, I'll put this out there right off the bat, is as you were describing it, definite goosebumps. spirit definitely was ringing bells and cheering in my ears. So, you know, that initial right there builds a little bit of excitement. And... The cards, I'll just go first and give everybody else a chance to orient themselves. The first card I pulled was the Sun card in reverse. And this kind of tickles me because this card to me, what it shows me is it's calling to the inner child. It's calling to that inner child to come out and play and you know, kind of, live your life in the way that you've wanted and you've envisioned and you've dreamt of. And this, it's showing that foundationally this new project is something that will speak to your soul. It's something that will definitely fill in some blanks, fill in some gaps, fill in some boredom. Take away some boredom, I should say. And you know, the sun on if you haven't seen the Salama deck, the sun on this deck is, I mean, it is fiery. It is you know, very, very bold, very bright. And, you know, it really is showing that there's a lot of potential to get this off like hotcakes. And so moving on, second card I got in the run, we have the Hermit. The Hermit is upright. And what this is calling out is, you know, you're turning that attention inward, and you're starting to find these answers that you've been seeking. And, you know, the Hermit, he's carrying his lantern. He is showing the way. And if you could see the goosebumps right now, we'll talk. That's a whole nother thing. You know, this is going to be a journey of self-discovery. This is going to be a journey that truly is going to bring you infinitely closer to your authentic self. This card, you know, a lot of times this card appears when, you know, it's kind of a pivotal point in life. You're considering a new direction. And it does call out, you know, take some time for meditation, take some time for contemplation, and really, and all of the pieces will start to fall into place. Now, the last card that I pulled was the Moon in reverse, which this is kind of speaking a little bit to, you know, you've been dealing with a lot of fears, a lot of anxieties, a lot of negative influences, and the Moon in reverse in this position, in this reading, is showing me, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, that shit's done. It's moving on, and altogether, this new venture is going to, you're going to find it to be very liberating and transformational. You're probably going to end up finding yourself in places that you didn't expect to go, but you're going to be so happy you're there.
Right.
And that is what I am seeing for you. How about we jump over to Mama Cole?
Ooh, yay. Okay. I honestly, what I'm getting from it, is this something that you're supposed to do? You know, one of those soul agreement type of things that we do every once in a while. Because I did have, in the middle, I had the woman with the fish, the fire, and the message coming through on her. I'm supposing that that's you. In readings like this, that's how that works. But yeah, this is going to be something that's going to be foundational, almost help you connect even more with, like Art was saying, with who you're supposed to be. And I see that this was a surprise. It was almost like a happy surprise that this came in as something that is actually doable. Because I see the bouquet popped out as the first card on this read. And then we have the crossroads and the star. So, yeah, with that star popping out as the last card, you're going to see success with it. It is, however, the two of spades. So I want to say that there will be – it's going to be quick when it does happen, but it's going to have to simmer a minute. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that does.
Okay. That's what I got.
Thank you.
Uh-oh. Art seems to have fallen away for a moment. So I'll go ahead and jump in real quick. So I pulled out my Lenormand deck. I'm sorry. No, I studio issues. So I missed a bit of the question and some of the reading. So bear with me here. But I know that it's some kind of business venture, and I know that there are other people involved. So what I did with my Lenormand deck is I looked for the card that represents money, finances, business, etc. And that card is the fishes or the fish. So I went through my deck and I found the fish, and I'm looking at the card before it and the card after it. So that's what's going to kind of give us the reading here. And I have one question for you, because this first card that we have is the bouquet, or the flowers in some decks. And with the fish, that gives a couple of different meanings. So I have to ask first, is there any potential for someone to be an investor in this endeavor?
We're looking to have that happen. We're still on the process right now of, major goals, big ideas in the name of the business. So we know we probably can get one. That realm of taking care of that is going to be handled by my best friend. But we're going to be looking into that as a possibility.
Okay. So in that case, I would say that definitely you're going to get that. You will find someone that will be willing to invest in this endeavor for you. Moving into the next card, we have the Fox, which talks of cleverness and a bit of a warning. So you'll have to be a little bit clever in how you use your money, or how the business uses the money, rather. But there's also a bit of a warning. And when the Fox came up and I seen that warning, I remember as I was flipping through the deck, I came across the Woman card, and just after the Woman card was the Scythe. So this tells me that maybe in the future, at some point, one of the women in this group that you have may fall away, may move out of the project. Does that make any sense?
I definitely could entertain that as a possibility down the line for non-business reasons, but right now everyone's all in. The warning is good to have.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be in the future, because this isn't. It's talking about in the future, because we're looking to the right of the fish.
Okay.
So the warning's coming from the future, but that card came further back into the deck. But that's what popped into my mind. I remembered seeing it. Whenever that Fox popped up. So I would just be aware of that. Make sure that the women in the project have other people that will be able to take up where they leave off at any point, you know, for whatever mm-hmm. happens, whatever reason. So just make sure that you have contingencies. But I think that you'll get an investment. I think it will be a very happy and joyous business for you to be in, but just be aware of that that little warning of somebody may be leaving and you don't want to have a vacuum created.
Okay.
And that's what I have for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And last but not least, Brother Christopher.
Hello. So the indicator lot for you, Doc Murphy, and the way that my stones fell, it is isolated and separated from everything else. And the way I'm interpreting this is that the beginning of this project, it is going to be, there's just not going to be a lot happening. Everything is like, it's all just kind of fomenting and taking shape, and it won't really be a thing. But once it finally reaches that point where it is much more solidly established is when everything is going to fall and hit all at the same time. And all of those opportunities, these movement with this project, with people, investors, with you know, how it opened doors for you, it's all just going to fall in, because all of the rest of the stones are all literally like piled on top of each other, all right next to each other, with like Mercury sitting there, you know, showing communication and connections, the Sun showing success and opportunities, the Love Stone showing, you know, connections and friends, and just like really strong connections with people. There's a stone that represents kind of new information coming into you, and so it's like, you know, ways to use this project, potentially this app opening up, and everything from that. The one stone, interestingly enough, when I cast my stones, this stone decided to go for a trip and fall off the table, and I had to go get it, and it was the stone of Saturn. And so this is telling me two things. The first thing it's telling me is that there are not a lot of obstacles and barriers that you're going to have to deal with in this. There's just, it's not going to be a really hard thing to do and work forward. Like, once you start moving forward, it's just going to open up. Like, there's not going to have to be any roads that need to be opened. There's not going to be any obstacles that have to be removed. Things are just going to go. But it's also telling me that there's also not a lot of a foundation. There's not a blueprint. Nobody else is doing what you're doing. There's no, you can't fall back and look at, oh, well, somebody did this before and be like, oh, well, how did they do it? Because you're bringing in new technology and new perspectives and combining them in a way that nobody else has done yet. And so it's very much going to be this kind of like, you know, how are we going to make this happen? How is this going to work? And you're, in a sense, you're going to be flying by the seat of your pants, because you're going to have to make it up as you go, and you're not going to have any kind of reference or previous thing to base this project off of.
Wow, thank you for that. Yep, that's true. For sure.
So, yeah, prepare yourself for that.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Fantastic. So how did we do, Doc Murphy?
I'm excited, and I'm going to make sure that my partners listen to these readings, and we're going to get all excited again. We're kind of on fire about it. So hearing that, hearing all of your readings and the perspectives that you're all bringing is doubly inspiring. I thank you all very much. This is really helpful. And thanks to the folks in the chat who did readings, too. Appreciate that as well.
See, that's one of the fantastic things about the reading paloozas is, you know, the fans in the chat, you know, offering up additional readings. It's just so cool how they all, every time, interweave. You know, Balkan Diviner has been with us through every one of the reading paloozas, and he is a fantastic reader. So thrilled to have him joining us in the chat and adding a little bit of extra to the show. Same with Phyllis Margaret Gabor, everybody that's throwing cards in the chat. We see you. We love you. And Doc Murphy, maybe you can join us the next reading palooza on this side of the table.
Oh, would you like me to just hang in and do a reading too?
Hey, I'm not going to turn that down.
More than
you
married.
Know, I've got my Citadel deck right here. Sure, I'll join the party.
Hot off the Lucky Mojo show, the Citadel
deck right.
In action, part two.
Here we go.
Kind of.
Here we go.
Go check
right.
out that show and learn more about that deck. It's very interesting.
It's a fantastic deck. Just saying. All right. Well, I'm going to bring on our next guest. Coming in now.
Hi there, everyone.
Hi,
hello.
Val.
Hello.
Welcome to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places. And
thank
Val
you.
Was, you know, I had a chance to chit-chat a little bit with Val before bringing her on the air, and she was inquiring about love, romance, and all those things in between. Reverend James, shall you kick this off for us?
Sure.
Hello, Reverend James.
Hello, hello. We're glad to have you on the radio. How'd that kind of rhyme?
That's a rhyme. You did it in time.
So I'm still using my Lenormand deck, and I'm using the same process. I went through the cards, and the card that represents, you know, love and romance and things like that is the heart. So we have the heart in the center. We have two cards on either side.
Okay.
And the first card on the left we have is the letter. So this tells me, have you had any kind of correspondence with someone that you're interested in via written message? So like text, email, perhaps even snail mail. But
I sent a couple texts to someone, but I didn't hear back. And
okay.
This is someone from my past. And I would like to make a reconnection with him. Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be a romantic connection again. But just a reconnection in a good way.
Right. Well, I will. I can't speak on if you're going to have a good friendship kind of thing. But I don't see it really blossoming into anything romantic, because in the future card we have here with the heart is the casket or the coffin card in some decks, and that shows an ending of something. So with the love card next to it, the heart, that shows that it's an ending of a love, an ending of a romance. So I don't see it becoming romantic, but the fact that there is the letter card there. Even though you're the one that sent the text first, it does speak to there should be some connection at some point, likely in a written manner. Okay?
Oh, okay. I like that. And I'm okay with the friendship thing, if that happens.
I wish you luck, and I'm not sure who Art has queued up next, but I'm sure you'll get another great reading.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Why don't we send this over to Brother Christopher?
Hello, Brother Christopher.
Hello. So I cast the stone, and right now at this moment and for at least the next 3 months, I'm going to say, I don't think anybody you're going to meet is really going to be a love and romance connection for you at this time. There are definitely people there, and some of them might have a potential, but that potential is really not going to come out immediately, okay? And I think you'll get a better idea of love that you're looking for in about 6 months. And the thing that indicates this to me is the Stone of Good Fortune. However, it is somewhat distant away from the indicator. And so it indicates that there is this time and distance between it. And several other lots, and that is probably, like, I would say in a general intuitive way, just kind of enjoy yourself and take your time and don't try to rush things. And is what you're looking for is for like a long-term stable, like eventual marriage kind of thing?
Preferably. I mean, yeah, I would like that. I mean, if I'm going to die the lonely cat lady, so be it. Hey.
I don't think that, but I feel like there's something is closer to your home that should be investigated and looked at and understood. Because for mm-hmm. some reason, the stone that deals with, like, home and family and, like, the things that surround that, maybe it's ancestral help. Like, if there is an idea that just came to mind, it's like, if you live near where, you know, ancestors' family that you knew were buried, and these were people that you were close to, and they were close to you, you could get mm-hmm. their graveyard dirt and use that and ask them to help you find someone right for you, and that mm-hmm. you're also right for them, in order to build a relationship and have something going forward.
Okay. All right. So basically having people who have passed intervene to help bring two people together. Did I get that right, kind of? Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Why don't we turn this over to our extra special guest for tonight, Doc Murphy?
Okay.
All Hello. Right. Well, hi there. Well, I'm going to do a three-card draw with the Citadel deck here.
Sure.
One and two and three. Welly, welly, well. Okay. The first card that comes up in the Citadel deck for me is a card called the Weaver. This is a pair of hands that are working under the guiding light of the Eye of Wisdom, and there is a shuttle with a thread on it, and it's moving back and forth as a tapestry is being made. On the hands are hexagrams, they're magical symbols. So this is about making connections energetically, making connections spiritually, and also doing the work of magic, weaving those energetic ties to draw somebody to you. I think this is definitely a card about, you know, with regard to romantic interests, about maintaining and creating the sort of energetic connections that you need to, networking, quite literally. That's what a tapestry is a network of cords. And that the hexagrams on either hand underneath the light of wisdom are also about a will and about making things happen. So I would see this definitely as get that love magic going, light those love candles, wear that magic ring, whatever it is that gets you ready for love to come into your life. So there's some magic work definitely to do. The second card is one called the Astronomer. The Eye of Wisdom is, again, floating over it here. And it's a beautiful kind of black card where the Eye of Wisdom is kind of swirling in the middle of a galaxy, and there's this device that we're sitting, that we're looking through, an astrolabe, and all of these stars are kind of shooting around it. Astronomers are not astrologers. Astronomers are people who map and study the stars for navigation purposes. Astrologers ascribe meaning to it. So this card is actually about, again, charting things, making plans, watching patterns. This might actually be also a call to get your astrological ducks in a row, maybe get a reading, and maybe look for astrological compatibility. And the last card at the end here, which I kind of think is kind of clever, it's called the Thief. And it's this hand that's got this kind of bag of mysterious stuff floating above it. And also floating in the air are upturned cups and crystals and coins and all sorts of things that are just kind of dancing around. The bag I'm kind of getting is going to be, again, more magic. It's going to be maybe a mojo to make or to talk to a root worker about. But also, you know, a thief is somebody who kind of steals your heart. This might be somebody who takes you by surprise. So I would definitely, like I said, do the magic, do the work, lay the groundwork to draw that love to you, and then let yourself be surprised by who it is that comes into your life. So I could say it's sort of like setting the foundation, you know, creating the cauldron, and then whatever bubbles up, run with it. I think someone's going to surprise you.
Okay.
In your romantic life. All right?
That's good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And moving right on, Mama Cole.
Yeah, I've been waiting. I've been chomping at the bit. That ex you mentioned, you thought you were going to marry him. Is that right?
Yeah,
like
kind
of. Like he was moving that way? Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm kind of seeing what Doc mentioned there, that, you know, and it was mentioned in the previous reading, so, well, you've got some work, and it does look like you want that marriage, you want that stability, you want, because that's my King of Hearts popped out as, and when you mentioned your ex, the reason I said it is because the Shepherd and the Tree popped out, and then that King of Hearts popped out. And somehow, you know, in the intuition part of my readings, it gummied together there. That's why I asked about the marriage. But, yeah, and I see that fire, you know, the fire and the clouds popped out together. They're both sevens. And the clouds is definitely one of confusion. Like, it's not a real clear pathway is what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. But then, and this will be interesting for everybody, because my size card came up, the ten of diamonds. But unlike traditional Lantern-Maid readers, a lot of times this card is to reap, you know, and that's kind of what I'm feeling there, is that you'll get to the point where you think, you know, you've gathered everything that you can gather, and that's what you have. You know, you get to that point. And right about that time, and it is in the future, but there's going to be a man, and you're going to be shocked. It's going to drop you, because he's going to be like nothing you've ever desired before. Because I got the Lightning card and the Man card come out together as well. So I got real excited when Doc was talking about that. But yeah, that's what I'm seeing. So that's what I have for you. Yeah, there's going to be a period of time. It's not going to happen right away. And you might even get to that point where, you know, we all have it. I had it like right before I met my guys. Like, I'm never going to meet anybody. You know, it's just not for me. Some people aren't supposed to find that person. He's out there and he's coming, but like I said, he's not going to be anything you've ever wanted before. It's going to really surprise you. It's going to be good stuff.
Oh, wow. That's great. Wow. Well, I thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Fantastic. All right. Well, that, I guess, leaves just me.
Okay. Thank you.
Moving right along. You know, I pulled three cards out for this, but it, more or less as an overall sort of a thematic reading based on the situation and overall, trying to get an overall picture. And again, it was another goosebumps moment listening to all the readings, because I think we have something here that we can tie this all kind of together. Three cards, we got cups, we got wands. If I was doing a love and romance reading, you know, cups and wands are what I'd want to see. Wands for creativity, action, passion. Cups for love, emotion, and empathy. You know, these are kind of like keystones. First thing I found, because like an archaeological dig or something. First card that I pulled was the Six of Wands in reverse. And what this is showing is that, you know, you've reached a significant milestone. You've reached something that, you know, you're proud, you're comfortable, you are happy with who you are in a way that, you know, it's definitely taken time to develop. And, you know, you've really put some thought into what the definition of love means to you and what it doesn't mean to you. And, you know, you're still struggling a little bit with, you know, how you may feel like your definition could be very different from other people's. Kind of speaks a little bit to what we've previously heard, that you know, it's had you a little bit kind of questioning. But, you know, these are your values. These are your priorities. These are unique to you, and they are valid. So overall, not something that you need to question about yourself. Go boldly into the, I don't want to say the hunt because that makes it sound very but you know what I mean. Second card I pulled, the Queen of Wands upright. You know,
okay.
And she actually, the Queen of Wands in this picture on this card is, I mean, it's very fiery red. You know, she is marching forward. She knows exactly what she wants. You know, but it's reminding us, you know, stay upbeat, be courageous, maybe try some things that you've not done before, you know, but don't let anybody change that, that self-discovery time that you've had. Don't let anybody take that away from you. You know,
okay.
you're at a point where, you know, you know what you want from life, and you know, even in the face of adversity and challenges, you're going to be able to get that and really be able to move forward and really bring that final sort of link into your life. Last card that I pulled for tonight was the Three of Cups in reverse. I think what this card in this position is showing to me is that this is not necessarily the time to be focusing directly on love. This is a time to be building friendships. This is a time to be attending social events. This is a time to be kind of putting yourself out there and rebuilding that personal network, or building that personal network that will lead to the discovery of this mystery man that we've heard so much about in the previous readings. There's a lot of great energy here, a lot of color, a lot of vibrancy, and overall, it really calls out that, you know, you're on the right path. Stick to your guns. Make some, you know, just get out there, make some noise, and have a good time, and everything else will fall into place.
Okay. That sounds great.
All right.
That's really great. And I thank you all very much.
Well, we thank you for joining us tonight, Val, and many blessings to you. Hopefully you'll join us again soon.
Yes, thank you, and many blessings to all of you as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, and we do have another write-in question for tonight. Reverend James, I'll let you read this off, if you could, for me.
Yeah. So Balkan Diviner's in our chat, and their partner is writing in because he's unable to message with us this evening. But he is a Capricorn with Virgo rising. For those that are, you know, can use that information. And he's looking for a general reading for the next 6 months. And I guess we can turn it over to Brother Christopher, if that's okay.
Sure, that's fine. Let me just mix up my stones here and throw them on my cloth, see what comes up. So for the next 6 months, mainly I see good things. The closest active stone to you is the stone of Venus. So I feel like you may be expecting something perhaps related to love or luxury or beauty or art coming into your life. Perhaps you already know what this is, but this is like the most directly involved thing that's heading in your direction. After that, the next one that comes around is The Stone of Life, which deals with health and vitality. And it is, to me, it's indicating something positive. It's not being afflicted by, say, Mars or Saturn out of the stones. So look to your health, look to an improvement in your health, as well as opportunities to take to also continue to improve and support your health. The next active lot is the lot of the sun, and that to me points to success and recognition and achievement. And so things that you're doing will be recognized by people. People will see you. People will be paying more attention to you. And you will start to get appreciated and recognized and even receive honors or dignities for the things that you do and stuff that you've done and people recognizing that and appreciating that. The next active stone is the Stone of Love. And so this might point to, as Reverend James mentioned, that you have a partner. So perhaps this is, you know, an opportunity or a time with your partner to act on romantic things, to build stuff up, to take a romantic trip or have a, you know, a much more romantic date and to do something focused on that, to focus and bring more love into your life. And then the last active stone that's turned up is the Stone of Good Fortune. So towards the end of this six-month period, you can expect good fortune and good luck, things to come your way, to work out for you, and just be generally positive in general for you at the end of this period. And that's all I have.
Fantastic. Why don't we jump on over to Doc Murphy?
All right. I'm going to do a three-card draw for you for the next 6 months. One, two, three. Oh, Well, this is interesting. The first card that comes up, which I'm guessing is probably the first two-month bracket here, is a card called the Assassin. It looks kind of spooky. It reminds me of the death card in the tarot. There's a skull kind of surrounded on all sides by kind of other bones and by knives on either side. But there's still that eye of wisdom right where the third eye is. Rather than it just simply being kind of a death card in the sense of like, well, transformation will happen, this is an indication that there's something in your coming up that is going to require really for you to get in there and just kill it dead. Maybe it is kind of old garbage that you need to be done with emotionally. Maybe it's an old position. Maybe it's an old relationship. But something is divinely guiding you to say, this is something that needs to be cut off and that needs to die. And it's going to be an active cutting that you're going to be doing rather than kind of waiting for the transformative processes to happen. Not enough of an indication to know in what realm of your life that is, but something's going to get cut away that's going to help you to grow. A little bit later in the summer, the card The Thief came up again. Maybe it's time to make a mojo. Maybe it's time to, again, engage in some magic. But again, it's a hand that is kind of tossing into the air riches, money, upturned goblets, crystals, and this bag, this mysterious bag of magic. There's something about an unexpected prosperity that's going to come your way, but it's also going to be the possibility that it may be taken from you in a tangible way. So this might be a lesson that's going to come with regard to handling money. That might be a little bit of a hard lesson, but doesn't appear to be terribly damaging. The last card that I have here in the reading is a card called the Warrior. And it's this beautiful shield that has the markers of all four elements on it. And surrounding the shield is every weapon you could possibly imagine. We are talking about spears and axes and funny looking things that look like hammers and that sort of thing. And they're all shooting out in all directions from the back of the shield. Whatever lesson is coming in the middle of the summer, you will have learned by the end of the summer how to shield yourself, how to protect yourself, and how to protect those that you love. So let's say definitely going to be a bit of a difficult journey with regard to, I think, things like wealth and finances. But luckily, it's going to be a small lesson, but it's going to be a great opportunity for you to learn how to shield and how to protect and how to protect those you love. The warrior card is really a no bullshit card here. It is thunderously protective. So take that as you will. You may know what spheres of your life that is. I'm thinking in terms of money and about opportunity rather than relationship. But that's what I have for you here, and I hope that's helpful.
Very cool. All right. I'm going to jump in myself. So I did a little bit of a different style reading this time around and going for overall thematic reading. You know, the main card that I pulled is the world card upright. And, you know, this card, it just shows, you know, everything's coming full circle. Everything's coming around. Things are coming together in a holistic way. Achievements have been achieved. You're feeling fulfilled. You're feeling complete. And, you know, this could be a lot of long-term projects coming together, a lot of maybe a long period that you'd been working on, like studies or something, all coming together. And, you know, you're really kind of, you know, partying in with this sense of accomplishment. Flanking this on both sides, I do have a couple of kind of defining cards to the left. So things that have been passed to the world. Well, you got to the world by really kind of removing from your life a lot of doubts, a lot of self-worth doubts, a lot of things that, you know, kind of made you feel devalued over the course of time. You know, getting rid of these feelings was really the key to unlocking the ability for the next 6 months to really be a revelatory period in life. To the right of this card, little bit of a cautionary tale. How do we keep this energy flowing? We have the five of wands in reverse. You know, so what this is showing is that, you know, there is still some internal conflict. And you may have that tendency to kind of avoid conflict if at all possible. You know, you don't like the anxiety. You don't like the tension. You wish it would just go away. So you try to push it as far to the side as you can. But if you allow yourself to do this, you're going to be kind of reopening yourself to slowing down your growth, slowing down that acceleration towards everything coming full circle. And coming to terms with the fact that, you know what, some conflict can actually be useful is going to take these next 6 months and beyond and make them absolutely amazing for you. And that is what I have. How about Mama Cole?
Hello, hello. So I threw, mine and Doc's are kind of running parallel, it seems like. What I'm getting, I had the rose card pop out and then the house. No, the home, rather. But this rose card for me has always been like a heart. It has a double meaning for me. In this case, it's hitting like the hard stop. Meaning much like Doc says, it seems like you're going to put a stop to something in the first couple of months. And it could very well be something household related. And you're going forward into, I don't want to elaborate on that one too much. I'm getting a lot of information that would be best left to a private. If we were sitting down in private, I definitely would say everything. But coming out of that 2 month period, and like I said, you're going to put a hard stop to something related to your home. But then I get that you kind of waffle for a minute. There's the confusion on exactly what you want to do. But coming out of that, we're going to see everything. It's going to seem like everything you want is coming at you, kind of like what Art was saying. You're going to see the rewards. This could be to do with your job. I'm seeing that, you know, maybe a sudden position opens up, or you're suddenly moving in a different direction because you've realized, you know, you had a change in perspective. And there very well could be a gentleman involved in that particular part of your 6 months coming. Toward the end, I'm seeing almost a motherly figure. I had the Nine of Spades and the Four of Spades pop out, the Eye and the Cupid. But I'm really getting it, and I don't know if you have like one of those very critical mothers, very severe. I have one, so no judgment. But you're really going to need to keep an eye on that one if that's the case. Otherwise, you may just be somebody may be like looking at you in a way that if you don't recognize it and you don't kind of mind your P's and Q's, that they'll kind of trip you up a little bit, but not a big, you know, like devastating blow, because we do have that sun popping out at the last bit, so you're going to pull right out of any unpleasantness that might bring. And, you know, overall, it's going to be a very constructive, both, you know, internally and externally, 6 months for you, it seems like.
Very cool. And last but not least, Reverend James.
All right. So I decided for some reason to work with the 21 Tara Oracle for this. And what that entails is there's a bag of stones, mostly white, and there's one black one. And you say a mantra, which is Om Tare Tutare Turi Soha, which is Tara's main mantra. And you pull out each stone a time until you get to the black stone, which indicates the specific 21 Tara of the 21 Taras that is speaking to you. And from all of the other readings that you've gotten so far, it really seems like you're being pulled in many, many directions. You're going to be starting, you're going to be stopping, you're going to be going, you're going to be up and down all over the place. And the Tara that comes out for you is the fourth Tara. It is the yellow Tara, and she is the Tara of the victorious Ushnisha. What I'm getting with a lot of this is caution. Be very, very careful in the coming 6 months. In regards to family matters, there may be some things that kind of come up that are not quite so happy. Kind of like what Mama Cole spoke on with the mother. You need to be very careful with how you interact with those that you consider family, because there's going to be some turmoil there. Also, your life force has become very drained. That may just be because we're coming out of winter into spring, but you need to be very, very careful of interacting with people that may be sick, going to places where there are lots of people where you can easily get sick, especially with what's going on with COVID. Be very, very careful because you will be susceptible to getting an illness very, very easily. In regards to your work and your business, it's best during the next 6 months to kind of stay where you're at as best you can and not make any big life-changing decisions. Things are, you know, like I said in the beginning, it's ups, downs, stop, starts. You're being pulled in so many directions. You don't want to make, you know, life-altering decisions during this time. The best way to deal with this kind of thing is to, you know, stay low. Don't rock the boat, so to speak. You know, be low key. Don't involve yourself in trouble or start any trouble. And if people come to you with negative emotions and things like that, it's best to just, you know, bite your tongue. Don't say anything or provoke them or bring out anger in them more. So don't feed the fire. Another saying there. But what you can do during the next 6 months, if you're so inclined, and you have any kind of connection with Buddhism, you can do the fourth yellow Tara's mantra. And I will post this in the chat, and Falcon Diviner can get it to you. And her mantra is Om Tare Tutare Turi Ayur Jana Kri Drum Soha. You can say that as many times as you like, and anytime that you feel like you're in danger, especially whenever you're having to go out for like business meetings and things like that, or whenever you have to do social gatherings, like we were talking about, you may be putting yourself at risk for sickness, just recite under your breath or to yourself, Hum, 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 and visualize the yellow Tara. You can do a Google search. It's easy to find out what she looks like. And that's really what I have for you. You know, if you have any Buddhist things around, you know, there, this Mo, which is, another way for like the hexagram or something like that. This says that you need to make offerings to the Nagas. So, if you want to look at that from another religious spiritual perspective, that means, you know, making offerings to your local land spirits. Because they're going to be the ones that help protect you, help keep things clean, like the air and things like that, to help you not get so sick. And what you can do with that is very, very easy. Just take some incense wherever you are, a stick of incense, a cone of incense, doesn't matter. Go outside, light that incense, and just offer that pleasing smoke smell to the local land spirits and ask for their protection. And that'll help you get through a lot of the ups and downs, the pulls and pushes, and keep you a little bit more protected. Because in the Asian culture, there's also a belief that incense is very cleansing to the air. So it will also help protect you from sickness that you're susceptible to right now. And that's what I have for you.
Oh, helps if I unmute myself. Thank you, Reverend James. It happens once every week, at least once. All right, fantastic. Well, you know, we're going to squeeze one more in. Is everybody still down? One more?
All right, let's do it.
All right, so we have a caller who has been patiently waiting. Tony is calling in, and let me bring her online. And she's looking for a reading on her workplace, work environment, job situation, et cetera. Hi, Tony.
Hello.
Still with us?
Thank you. I was patiently waiting.
Yep. Welcome to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places. So we are going to dive right in here. And while everybody else is gathering their wherewithal, I'm going to jump in and take the first spot because you're looking for a general reading, you know, regarding the workplace, work environment,
yes.
Job situation, et cetera, et cetera. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So first card that I pulled out tonight is the Strength card in reverse. And one of the things that this really kind of calls to me right off the bat is, you know, you might be feeling like your energy levels have been, you know, plummeting. You know, you're feeling kind of like sluggish, maybe stagnant in your current work position, in your current field, and you're starting to get a little bit restless. You know, maybe something has come across that you feel has been a bit of a setback, or something that may have kind of rattled your self-confidence a little bit. The good thing about this, though, is that the strength is still there. This card is very vibrant. It's very, like, the golden color of this card in the Thelema deck is absolutely gorgeous. You know, the woman stands tall. The woman stands proud. And we're going to be able to come back to the strength that we know that we have. Moving forward, jumped over to the Five of Pentacles, which, you know, this kind of goes along with that feeling of sluggishness, this feeling of, you know, just not feeling on top of your game when it comes to, you know, your job situation. You know, you just really don't feel like you can, you really want to do this anymore. It's kind of like, you know, if we were doing a money reading, I would say this is showing a little bit of a warning for a financial loss. In a workplace reading, in a job situation reading, it's more saying that, you know, the employer at this stage is really, you're feeling a little bit used up as far as, you know, you've given a lot and received very little in return. And, you know, because of fluctuations in the workplace, you know, even to an extent, you're not 100% feel safe in your position. The main thing that this is calling out, though, is in some of these thought processes and these thought forms, you know, you're kind of sabotaging your ability to really create more of what it is you want. So kind of allowing yourself to dwell in this segment of, you know, the more negative emotions, the more negative feelings, rather than, you know, really kind of looking for those silver linings is going to kind of affect you in those things that you want to pursue, in those things that you want to do. You know, the last card that I pulled was the Emperor, the Emperor in reverse. And this really shows that, you know, you might be a little rigid in what you're thinking you should be doing, or you want to be doing, or, you know, maybe you have a black and white picture of where you want to be, and the job prospects that you've looked at haven't quite fit the paradigm that you've set up. It's a call to, you know what, let loose a little bit. Relax I mean, obviously don't set yourself back, you know, don't go making $50 an hour saying, oh, you know what, I'm going to relax and take a $20 an hour job. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, you know, as you're moving on and you're moving forward and you're looking around, you know, don't worry so much about the nitty gritty details. Look for the overall theme of what it is that you're wanting, and the rest will follow. You know, this card in reverse, it also shows me that, you know, a lot of people really look at you as an expert in the fields that you are in, but you kind of hide away from this role. You don't want to be seen as the leader. And when someone praises you, you're kind of like, yeah, it's okay. Things like that. Accept the praise, accept the congratulations and the accolades, and these will be those, you know, building that gratitude cycle is what's going to carry you to the next level of what it is you would like to accomplish in your work life, career, etc. And with that, I believe we're going to jump over to Reverend James.
All right, so I'm sticking with the Tara Mo, and I kind of messaged Art in the back to tell him that I would really like to go next because there's something that came up that I feel is very important for you to know. So the Tara that came out for you is the second white Tara, and she has three faces, and one of her faces is very compassionate and the other two faces are very wrathful. But what this speaks to in regards to your job or your business is that there are some really good things. So whatever you're looking to do, wherever you're looking to go, you can certainly get there. You have the things to get there. However, you do need to be very careful because someone is trying to cheat you or steal from you. There is someone that's working against your success, and you don't need to have to worry about it too much because you will succeed in the end, but you need to be aware person and
yes.
Do the things.
Thank you.
Yeah, to do the things that can, to you know, cut this person off at the pass, if you know what I mean. So this is really good message to receive. And any time that you feel you're around this person, if you have anything open towards Buddhism, you can look up the second white Tara. And all you have to do is visualize her and visualize a radiant light coming out from her, revealing these people that are trying to do things negatively towards you. Okay?
You just pretty much, that's exactly what I was feeling. I feel like this person's very jealous of me.
Yeah.
Insecure when it comes to me.
So there's a mantra that you can use as well, and I'm going to give that to you. It is Om Tare Tutare Turi Shanting Kuru Soha. I'm not sure if you're in the chat, but I will type that out for you. And if you're not, you can always come back and listen to it again to get that
okay.
full mantra. All right?
Okay.
And
gotcha.
Another thing, one more thing that you can do is if you have an altar at home, set up 6 candles and make an
uh-huh.
offering to this white Tara, the second white Tara,
okay.
and she will be there to help you. 6 candles. You can put them
okay.
in whatever order that you like. All right?
Okay. Thank
Good
you.
Good luck.
Thank you, Chris.
Very cool. Moving right along, how about Mama Cole?
Hello, Tony. So just before I get started, I have to ask, did you came across this job that you're in by kind of word of mouth, like you, it was kind of a surprise for you?
I was actually, how do you call it? I went to a job fair.
Hot job fair, okay. Well, that makes sense too. Okay, because I'm seeing like a lot of chatter, a lot of talking. At the beginning there, so that makes sense. I'm seeing the same thing. Like there's a barrier to leadership. I had the shepherd and the mountain come out for the present situation, and the mountains are indubitably always some sort of obstacle. Now, this is not an insurmountable obstacle, like James was saying, like Reverend Jayden said there. But I'm also picking up a little bit of what Art was saying about you kind of, I don't know if this person is already in a leadership role, or if you just feel like the leadership is lacking. But I'm also seeing that this is more of a male-dominated type of either environment that you're personally in or field altogether. Because we did get three jacks popping out over here. Does that make sense? Am I on the right track there?
There's a bunch of females. A lot of females.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Wow. That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
It feels like a masculine energy with all these jacks popping out. So I had to ask, I do see what you're growing, what you want to do right now. You are going to get rewarded for that. As we had the lilies and the rewards come out at the very end. And it does look like it's going to be profitable for you. So that's what I got. What's that?
Good news to hear. That's very good news to hear. I needed that.
I've got the two fives popping out at the very end with that other jack, and the fives, that's a number of action. You know, when I think of numbers, the four is like a foundation, and the five is actually, you know, the building of the whatever the situation, whatever it is that we're looking to accomplish. So it does look really good.
That's great. That's really good to hear.
Very cool. And we're going to swing on over to Brother Christopher.
Hello. So I cast my stones, and a pattern emerged that, to me, it seems as though there is decisions ahead of you in terms of your work and your career that you are going to be called upon to make. And in one of those paths, good fortune lies immediately ahead, but sort of hiding behind it, and definitely in hiding, is the Stone of Mars, which to me, the Mars Stone points to enemies, especially in a workplace, where people are kind of working against you. And because it's behind this good fortune thing, I feel like it's somebody who's jealous of you because of the achievement and the success and the benefits you've received or will receive going forward. And this person wants to, well, I mean, they want what you have, but they feel like the only way they can get it is to potentially undermine you or work against you. And then this Mars stone is between good fortune and the Mercury stone, which are both being active and showing a very proactive role. And so I feel like that Mercury in this case is showing opportunities to advance and move forward, to make those connections with people who can help your career and help you go from where you are now to a better place, whether that could be management, whether that's into another company that will put you into a better position where you're more connected. This person, like, they want to interfere with that, and I feel like they're perhaps in a position where they can do that. The other choice route that seems to be flowing from you is to pursue things that you love. And I make this interpretation because the first stone that follows the other route is the Stone of Venus. And to me, Venus, you know, it speaks of relationships, it speaks of love, but it also speaks of luxury and not so much money itself, but rather the things that money can buy. But it also speaks to about, like, what's in your heart and what it is you really want to do, and how to go about getting that. And interestingly enough, this path, it doesn't have like anybody hiding in it who's an enemy. So in a certain sense, like, you wouldn't have to deal with this jealous person who is, you know, trying to hide their jealousy and hide their enmity from you, but rather you would just be pursuing, you know, kind of like what you want to pursue, what you see your career, your role, that you would like to achieve and things that you'd want to achieve. But at the same time, that particular path, I'm not really seeing a lot of fortune with it. That if you were to pursue that, it would definitely be an act of, you love it, it's your passion, it's something that you want to pursue, but it's something that's going to leave you struggling financially for a very long time. And although I feel like after some time, because there is the sunstone pops up kind of towards the end, but in a passive position, that this passion that you have, you will sort of achieve it and kind of make it happen. And there's an opportunity for recognition, but it's something that's not really, it's not very clear how that will arrive or how you will get there when it happens. And so at this point in time, it might be more of a personal success, a personal satisfaction of what you've done and what you achieved, without really getting a lot of recognition from the world at large for this passion project that you're interested in career-wise. If that makes sense. But that's all I have.
All righty, and that brings us to Doc Murphy.
Okay, we're going to do a three-card jerk in the workplace reading here. Let's see what strategies we can come up with for you here.
Make it a good one.
Yep.
Make it a good one.
One, two, interesting. Okay, the first card that has come up is the Sailor. This card where there's a beautiful sailboat on kind of a swirling ocean, surrounded on either side, dancing around it by koi fish, and there is the big disc of the sun in the background. Usually when the sailor comes up, well, the fish speak to prosperity, and the sailing speaks to journeying and possibly looking to different shores. I'm wondering if there's possibly travel or transference with regard to your position that's going to work in your favor, maybe to another department, where you might make more money, maybe to another location where whoever this turkey is, they can leave you alone. But there's definitely a sense that what's going to kind of bring things to start to get better for you is that there's going to be a moving away towards something more prosperous. The ocean underneath is, you know, tossing and turning a little bit, but the sailing is smooth, the sun is out, red sky at night, sailor's delight. And the koi fish speak to, you know, allyship and also to prosperity. So there's something about moving away from the situation in some manner that's going to help you out. The next card is one that's called the Waker or the Awakened, and is quite literally the eye of wisdom bursting through a cloudy situation. There is a realization that something that's been occluded, and that's something that's been difficult to read, is suddenly becoming clear and illuminated to everybody. This isn't going to be a private battle that you're going to have to fight for too much longer. Whoever the jerk in the workplace is, everybody that works here is going to see what's going on. I'm going to see that you have been treated unfairly, and they're going to realize it. And whatever kind of dirty, you know, underhandedness is going on here is going to be made public very soon. Interestingly, the card right after it is called The Sleeper. It's almost identically the same card, except that it's rendered in black. The eye is shut, but the clouds are still clear. This isn't about things becoming occluded again. This is about now that things have become illuminated, there is some definite internal change and internal work that's going to happen. I think this is about your actual workplace and about the people that have your back at work. There's going to be some, after the unfairness and the injustice has become known to your workplace, there's going to be a sense of where the people in your workplace are going to have to do some introspection and to say, how do we allow this to happen in our workplace? We have an environment that's supposed to be, you know, productive and friendly and safe and working, and this slipped by us. And we need to think really, really hard about making sure this doesn't happen to you, but also to making sure this doesn't happen to anybody else again. The sort of like underhanded kind of jealousy moves that this person is doing is really awful, but you're not going to have to suffer in silence about this too much longer. Folks are going to know. As you move away, folks are going to know, and there's going to be some introspection about how to make sure it doesn't happen again. So I would say, again, just, you know, hold tight, but if an opportunity comes to, like I said, transfer, move to another location, take another position, make a lateral move, go ahead and take that for your own benefit financially, but also to kind of get away from the situation. And then it'll become clear that whoever this individual is doing wrong by you, the place is going to know, and they're going to do some internal work to fix it. So I hope that helps, too.
Thank you very much. I appreciate everybody's reading. I appreciate it. I have to go only because I have to eat dinner, but I'm hoping that your feedback really happens. I believe it will, and I'm very safe to have a lot of faith that it will happen, that, you know, that this person will get.
We wish you all the luck.
Yes,
thank
you
very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us tonight, Tony.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. And Reverend James, you wanted to jump in.
Yes. So LaFlora 15, just in case she comes back or he comes back, not sure, comes back to listen to the show again. We noticed we missed your question. You can feel free to reach out to us on Messenger and we'll give you another quick little reading that way. But I did want to speak about your situation. I'm not going to read your question, but the answer that I get for you is no. That won't happen in the time frame that you're looking for. But what you can do is do a moving candle spell using two candles, a male and a figural candle, to move you two together and see if that helps get you moving in the right direction. Okay?
Thank you, Reverend James. And this has been a very fun evening. What do you all think? Did you enjoy yourselves?
It really has.
It was. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad that this was my first show. I know that you were trying to get me on last year, and I just it didn't line up. But man, I had a good time. Sorry, Doc. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, here I was just going to call in and get a little reading for myself. And I'm like, this is really fun. Keep me in the roster for ones in the future. This is a lot of fun.
Same.
Will do. And Brother Christopher, you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here. I just forgot to turn my mute off.
I cannot say anything about that because I do that all the time. But from the bottom of my heart, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Mama Cole, Brother Christopher, and our special entry in tonight, Doc Murphy. You know, this really was a lot of great energy, a lot of great readings, fantastic readings going on in the chat. You know, this is something that we do roughly about once a quarter. I was starting to get nervous with as many times as we've had to stop start on this show. If we were going to manage to get it in before the end of March. But no, we will be definitely announcing out for the second quarter. And, you know, everybody is welcome to join us yet again. You know, everybody, lot of wonderful readings tonight. I dropped a message into the chat there. You know, if you love tonight's readings, find tonight's readers on Facebook. Like and follow their pages. You know, Brother Christopher is facebook.com/runeworker. Mama Cole, facebook.com/Druzy Tavern Crystals. Doc Murphy can be found at rootdocmurphy.com. And a fantastic blog, just going to warn you. And you can find Reverend James and myself at facebook.com/folkconjure and /folkfaithministries. And you can also find Brother Christopher, Doc Murphy, Reverend James, and myself at readersandrootworkers.org. But that is about all the time that we have for tonight. I hope you've enjoyed your time with us this evening, everybody. And until next time we meet, let's keep that magic alive. Take us out, Reverend James.
Thank you, Reverend Art, and thank you, Mama Cole of Druzy Tavern Crystals and Metaphysical, and Brother Christopher of RuneWorker.com, and Doc Murphy of RootDocMurphy.com for joining us this week. Next week, don't miss a moment of Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places as we welcome another wonderful guest. We've come to the end of this episode of Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, on the LMC Radio Network. You can find Reverend Art at folkconjure.com and at folkconjure on Facebook and Instagram, on the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, on readersandrootworkers.org, and on Hoodoo Psychics. I'm your announcer, Reverend James, joining you from folkconjure.com in North Carolina. Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and the shows are available in archive via mysticsmages.com/radio show and on the Lucky Mojo Forum. For all of us at Mystics and Mages, I'd like to thank you for being here. Be sure to follow at Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places on Facebook and at Mystics, Mages, Magical Places on Instagram for updates and news. We'll be back next week at the same time. Come sit a spell. Wink, wink. Relax and enjoy the show. We've only just begun. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Thank you, everyone. And don't forget, like and follow Druzy Tavern Crystals. Mama Cole does readings out there regularly throughout the week. She has her schedule posted. Reach out to any of us if we can ever be of assistance. Brother Christopher, thank you for joining us. Doc Murphy, Mama Cole, many blessings to all of the listeners that tuned in. We'll see y'all next week. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care. Bye-bye.